Welcome back to the Roundtable. In this, our 100th edition of Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss and hear examples of different interpretations of works by Beethoven and Razumovsky.
Yehuda Hanani, you know, we've been talking over these last several months now about interpretations of music. You know, I wonder if we could get pretty specific and do a couple in which we take a look at the way in which two different conductors perform the same piece.
Yeah, let's do that. So the grammar is correct in both. The notes are there in both. The intonation is fine in both. The punctuation is the same in both. Everything is the same, but two different people are conducting Beethoven Fifth Symphony, two great masters. And you can see how there is still room with all the demands of the composer for the individual person to have his input into what this music means to them.
So who are they?
So I chose two great, great conductors and very different characters. Toscanini was brisk and very precise and very dramatic, Italian, and Furtwängler, who was German.
Well, I'm certainly aware of Toscanini's work, but Wolfganger, I've never
Wolfganger
heard of.
Was problematic for a while because he stayed in Germany during the Reich and conducted concerts for Hitler.
So he was considered persona non grata.
There was for a while, and there was a big movement to purify, to cleanse his name.
Denazify.
Denazify him, all this big deal, but he was a great musician. So let's listen to Beethoven Fifth Symphony, a segment conducted by both, and you can hear the difference. The first is Toscanini, second will be Furtwängler.
Well, you know, there are many people who think different things. I know that you think that Bach was the greatest composer who ever lived. I happen to be a Beethoven person myself.
But it's good enough.
But Beethoven did a famous quartet he was asked to write with a Russian folk theme, the Razumovsky, I believe.
Yes.
And so my question to you would be, I know that you think he deliberately misinterpreted some of the song.
Yes, and that's a case of, since we have dedicated so much time to discussing interpretation, this is a case of deliberate misinterpretation. The Count Andreas Krylovich Razumovsky was the ambassador of Russia to Vienna, commissioned Beethoven to write three string quartets. And until today, they are called the Razumovsky Quartets. And he requested that Beethoven include a Russian folk song at the last movement of each of the three quartets. So Beethoven gets a collection of Russian songs, a book, and as he leafs through it, a tune catches his attention. It is in a minor key and is marked Molto Andante, and it is a lament of a soldier returning from the wars.
So Molto Andante
means
slow.
Slower, yeah. Right. And goes, hoy, hoy, da, 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 hoy, da, 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 hoy, da, 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 da. That's the original. Okay? Now, Beethoven doesn't read Russian. So he switches the music to the major key. He doubles the tempo. And the lament becomes a carefree Russian dance, which ends the quartet brilliantly and virtuosically.
And we can hear that. What did the Count think of this?
I'm sure he was very pleased.
That was Alan Chartok speaking to cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.